What's up, guys? I'm about to show you the science behind Our Lady of Guadalupe and why she's the most visited site in the Catholic world.
With infrared photography, Professors Jody Smith and Philip Callahan, who work at NASA, confirmed that the tilma had not been prepared for painting.
Dr. Kuhn was an expert in his field. He received a Nobel Prize for chemistry. He understood the chemical composition of acids, pigments, tinctures, and bases.
They also said that there was a total absence of brushstrokes, no technique of known painters.
He was surprised that the pigment had been preserved for more than 475 years, unlike other fabrics made of material very similar to that, which have not lasted for more than 10 years.
A divine image embedded into a cactus fiber cloak. There was an indigenous man by the name of Juan Diego. He would walk from his village to the Franciscan friars who were located in Tlatelolco. On his route, he had to pass by Tepeyac Hill. But one day on his route, he saw this bright, shining figure. She said to Juan Diego that she is the Blessed Virgin, wanted a chapel to be built upon this hill. So the Blessed Virgin told him to tell the Bishop Juan de Zumarraga. The Virgin asked him to go up the hill and collect some flowers. So he put the flowers in the cactus fiber cloak and brought it over to the Bishop. The bishop was stunned because the flowers were Castilian roses that were not grown yet in that area of the world. And as the flowers overflowed, it revealed this image.